Welcome to the show, Chelsea. Guthrie. Chelsea, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, you never really played rugby until grade 11, when one of your teachers convinced you to play. What was your initial thoughts on rugby?
It was really confusing. I wasn't really sure exactly what was going on. I was told if I had the ball just to run forward, and if someone was running at me with the ball to try and stop them. So it took me at least a season to try and figure out what was happening.
What position did they put you in when you first started?
I was mostly in the centers, so I would just follow the 10 around. It was easy.
Now, were you an athlete in other sports?
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot of softball, competitive softball, soccer, volleyball, basketball, a little bit of track. So kind of had my hands in a lot of stuff and ended up quitting competitive softball to pursue rugby just because the seasons were at the same time. So kind of fell in love with rugby and the seasons were the exact same time. So I decided to make the switch just because it was something completely new
well,
to learn.
And very different sports, you know, from a non-contact sport to very much a contact sport.
Yeah.
What position were you in softball?
Back catcher or center field, which are also very opposite.
Yeah. What made you fall in love with rugby?
I think it was because it was completely brand new. I'd been playing softball since I was really young, 6, so I kind of knew all there was to know about it kind of thing. Rugby, it was completely new. I just kind of fell in love with trying to learn the tactics, trying to learn the technical skills about it. And it was such a team sport, such a social sport. And I was accepted like into this huge community as soon as I joined, and I just kind of fell in love from there.
Now, scrum half for our non-rugby fans, is that a very physical position?
Not really. I kind of follow the ball around and pass it. I'm kind of a decision maker, little bit like a quarterback, kind of, you could relate it to. But I can get pretty scrappy, digging the ball out from rucks and stuff like that. But it's not a huge smashing big contact position.
Yeah, well, I was looking at your bio, and you're not the one in the rugby position who's got to wear the ear cover pieces and hammer away at one another.
No, not really.
Now, where do you rank? Like, you guys go into this tournament, and you've got New England, you've got the United States, and you've got New Zealand, excuse me, and England. Mm-hmm. How do you guys compare to those three?
So at the World Cup, which was last summer, Canada finished the best that they've ever done, which was second.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're ranked second in the world, England being first. So the game that's in Edmonton on July 5th is actually going to be a rematch of the World Cup final. And then New Zealand and England are in the top 6. So
oh, wow.
We have the 4 of the top 6 in the world coming to play here.
So a little revenge, potentially. I know it's not the same as the World Cup, of course, but challenging yourself against the best is the only way you're going to continue to get better.
Oh, absolutely, definitely.
How different are styles from the Canadian style to the England style? Do you guys have significant differences in how you play?
That's a tough question for me. This is my national debut. I've been kind of studying up on my own, trying to watch some England games and stuff. And obviously I was a fan last summer during the World Cup. But it'll be interesting for me to see what it's like. I mean, compared to club, compared to university, compared to now being on the national stage. But I think it'll be a really good test for me and for all the other girls to see where we stack up.
So,
now going into the next World Cup.
Chelsea Guthrie joins us. So you're going to make your national team debut. And in this women's super series against, you know, all the top teams, you have to be excited. But at the same time, you're like, man, you're not really getting any easy games to get your feet wet at the national level.
No, just dive in the deep end. No, I'm really excited. Our team is actually quite new as well. We have 13 returning and we have 14 new faces. So I think it'll be a really good test for us to see how we stack up and kind of building towards the next World Cup, which is in 2017. But I'm really excited just to see how I stack up. I mean, playing with my experienced teammates and playing against these international opponents, I think will just be awesome and just a really good learning experience and just kind of looking to go forward with it.
In every sport, it seems to make the jump, you know, everybody's got to get stronger, everybody's got to get faster. A lot of times, though, it's more so learning to play faster, is it not? In rugby, it's making those split-second decisions even quicker.
Yeah, definitely. So good decision-making, but doing it at full speed and full power is kind of an important thing to do, playing with the people around you and just having your head up and going for the holes and backing yourself when you know that you can go forward, I think are really important for rugby to kind of be at this level.
Would you describe, like, are you, I'm assuming you have to be a rather competitive person to get up, but are you somebody who really hates losing? You know, did you grow up in a family where you were competing all the time with your siblings?
Well, I'm actually an only child, so okay. I didn't have siblings to compete against, but I was always in sport, so I was always competing. I don't like to lose, but I always try and learn from it. So if I lost, there's something I could have done differently, and that's what I'm going to do next time kind of thing. So there's always a lesson to be learned. Sometimes you need to lose in order to – things need to fall apart before you can put them back together. So there's lessons in losing, but at the same time, it's obviously much more fun to win.
What was the best lesson you've learned from losing?
I think it's one of those things, if you have a really strong, solid team going through. When I played for the Pandas in 2013, we went undefeated. So that was a great season, but that doesn't happen all the time. So if you have a good team and you lose, it kind of brings you back down to earth. And it's like, actually, any team can lose on any day, depending on who shows up to play. So I think it's just, it can open your eyes to see that you need to bring it every game and you need to be on point for the full 80 minutes. You can't be complacent at any time.
Now this tournament comes into Edmonton. It's at Ellerslie Rugby Park on Sunday, July 5th. Of course, you're the second match of the night at 6:30. The first one gets going at 4 o'clock. How much training do you get with your teammates?
So we start training. We meet in Calgary on June 23rd. Which is the Tuesday, and we have a couple days before our first game on the 27th, which is in Calgary. And then we have some more training, a little bit of traveling, and then we play again on Canada Day, and then a couple more days, and then it's into the game in Edmonton. So it's kind of a whirlwind. It's pretty quick, 2 weeks, but we've had camps in the last couple of months. So I have met and I have played alongside probably half of the girls who are at least at the West camps. So hopefully we can merge pretty quickly and find our groove.
Are you looking to go play pro in Europe?
No, that hasn't really been a thought of mine. I think I'm just going to take it one game, okay. One game at a time.
No, I ask that because, you know, there's really no pro rugby leagues in Canada. I know that, you know, across the world, women's rugby is growing more and more. But, you know, I know a lot of the women talked about it even at the World Cup. Like, and, you know, to get to that level, there's got to be, you know, more concrete leagues to play in. Is that something like, so let's say you start to really be, you know, an efficient player at the national team. Is that something then you'd consider? You just want to see if you can have teams come after you? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, okay. I think I'm just going to, like, this is my debut. I think I'll take these three games, try and do my best, and just keep looking forward. Big goal for me would be the 2017 World Cup, which isn't too far away now, and then just see how it goes from there. But I think just every game, just trying to do my best.
So then who are you playing with currently locally to keep you in shape?
So I play with the Strathcona Druids. They're out of Sherwood Park. They're one of the premier women's teams in Alberta.
And how long you played for them?
This will be my third season playing with them. I played for the Edmonton Rockers previous to that.
Now, is that just like a free agent signing or is it different league levels?
Yeah, so we in Alberta, there's a premier league for women and then there's a second division league.
Okay.
So you can play in both. Girls from seconds can move up. Girls from prems can move down. But there's only five teams in Alberta that are at the premier level, two in Edmonton, two in Calgary, and one in Lethbridge. So there's quite a lot of traveling that we need to do. We'll have to go to Lethbridge for the day just to play a game and come back to Edmonton. So there's not that many clubs that are playing at the prems level in Alberta for women. That would be something to look forward to maybe in the future, getting some more teams, more competition for us, improve our skills at the club level.
Are you finding that, like in every sport it seems in Canada right now, all the young players coming up are better? You're a very young player yourself, but do you look at, even, you know, when you were at university with the Pandas until now, how much growth has there been in the women's rugby game in Alberta?
Definitely women's rugby is rising in Canada. Like, our sevens program is taking off. It's in the Olympics. They're doing really well. 15s is also taking off. it's hard to say for Alberta. I've been coaching. I played in high school. I coached high school. Just with the numbers, I think girls are kind of pulled between different sports, and it's hard for them to commit to rugby because it is a lot of a commitment, especially in the summer. We practice twice a week, and we play at least once. You might play twice a week. So it could be 4 days of your week that you're dedicating to rugby. I think it's tough for some girls, but the girls who love it, just do it, and they enjoy it.
Now, you're playing 15s. Would you like to play 7s?
I don't mind playing 7s in social tournaments for the weekend, but I think 15s at the higher level is more my style of game.
Now, why is that? What's the biggest difference in the styles?
I think I just like the team, like the tactics and the teamwork a little bit more in the 15s. There's kind of your set phases that you're looking for. 7s is just insane with the amount of running and tackling and open field play, and just the fitness required is just crazy. And the girls who are on our national team for sevens are just insane athletes. They're just amazing.
Well, I've seen both of them live, and I felt like, you know, people would think, well, if they're sevens, the game is definitely faster. But I find the hits are, because there's so much more open space, that when people get going, man, the collisions are hellacious in sevens.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot more room to move. And, yeah, open field hits, just like you said. 15s is more of kind of you're going to smash, you're going to set a couple things up, and then you're going to go. I find it's more of a chess game kind of thing. Like, you're kind of thinking two steps ahead. You're thinking what your opponent's going to do. Don't get me wrong, there's still huge hits in 15s. Oh, yeah. But in 7s, they're just a bit more apparent, a bit more obvious.
Well, Chelsea, congratulations on making the national team. Enjoy the women's rugby series that gets going through here in Red Deer in Calgary, and of course ends up in Edmonton on Sunday, July 5th. I'm sure you'll have lots of friends and family and many people watching it. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Chelsea Guthrie from Canada's women's 15s rugby team.